Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 25th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two of two, and our goal, clear as a bell, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We celebrate the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founders and know that's one of the great keys to restoration. We reject a revolution. Folks, go study history. They rarely turn out well. They're violent and hostile, and we don't want that. And because of the founding fathers' sacrifice, we do have the blueprint for liberty. And if we use the checks and balances, we can restore the republic peacefully or make America great again. But a little note to the Donald, if you want to make America great again, you got to make America moral again. Boy, do we got a row to hoe, a challenge ahead of us, but it can be done. If a good, honest, moral people insist on their liberties using personal governing values and they're self-governed and then demand government obey the delegated responsibilities by the consent of the governed, and we demand that the checks and balances are adhered to, we can peacefully restore the greatest country on the face of the earth to its greatness, but it's going to take a moral people. Anyway, last hour we talked about what is a Republican. We talked about Republicans are in, quote, full control of the government, but losing control of their party, Washington Post. We talked about a ruthless and vicious Senate candidate actually wants to return America to greatness by obeying the Constitution. Wow, Trump takes aim at Senate Republicans saying you guys are all talking, no action. But Rand Paul pointing out, you know what? He has no earthly idea what they're even voting on. How can they take action? Good point, Rand. Democrats are preparing a push for socialized medicine as well, so the battle heats up. Meanwhile, avoid Target stores for your back-to-school shopping. All right, that's kind of a summary of last hour, available in literally minutes online at libertyroundtable.com. You can download the podcast. You can listen on demand online at libertyroundtable.com, on your Roku player, on your Echo devices. I mean, I'm telling you, the ways to listen just increase daily. You can also listen to our unlimited listen lines anytime, anywhere, any phone. Turn your phone into a radio today at 712-432-5339 or digitally go to libertynewsradio.com. For Liberty Roundtable Live and incredible talk shows around the clock. All right, the new media is taking center stage. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. And James N. Clymer, well-known constitutional attorney in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, and one of the great leaders of the ConstitutionParty.com, in my opinion, the greatest third party on the planet. They're not really into party as much as they are the Constitution, but they know that it takes some kind of a label to get certified in all 50 states. They're working to do that. They're doing a great job. We just need more support for them. They're not stuck on stupid and confused about their agenda, that's for sure. ConstitutionParty.com, Jim Clymer, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live once again, my brother.
Hey, thank you, and thank you for that lead-in. That was great.
Yeah, the Constitution Party, they're not confused at all on their agenda. There's solidarity, there's hard work, there's good people doing good things, and it's transparent, and there's things that you can do to be involved today, right?
There certainly is. That's right, as you said, ConstitutionParty.com. Get on the website and plug in.
Change your voter registration yesterday, like I did.
Yeah.
All right.
That's great.
Now, this is the weirdest story on the planet that I've seen in a long time. We've talked about this over the last 25 years since we've been on the radio. It's about these microchips being installed in people. And at first, you know, we talked about this rice grain chip, that they had it. But we didn't really have any evidence that it was being installed in people. It was all kind of under wraps and secret. And it's kind of weird, but we're like, man, is this the mark of the beast? What's going on with this? Would you ever take it? And that was back really before cell phones became ubiquitous and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Digital chipped credit cards and debit cards weren't available at that time. And so it was all kind of a lot of confusion. But you know what? We talked about it in detail, and now it's real. There's a story written in USA Today. And the headline identifies a company called Three Square Market. You say, what are they? They're a company that, provides break room technology, and I guess they provide technology for break rooms and what they call micro markets. So they've got kind of two divisions there, if you will. But anyway, this company called Three Square Market to install microchips in employees. USA Today, they say there's 50 employees that have already agreed to take the chip. Yeah. And I guess the microchip plants will be inserted between your thumb and your forefinger, right there on the fleshy skin there. And then you'll just be able to walk up. You'll be able to use it to enter the building. You'll be able to use it to buy food. When you want to get a sandwich or something for lunch, all you do is walk up there and doot. And there you go. And they've literally, slowly but surely, acclimated the American people, the population, towards this technology with your thumb scan on your iPhone. And with fingerprints at banks and everything else. That used to be for criminals, but then it kind of came for everybody. If you want to cash a check, got to give you a thumbprint, etc. They've literally moved Americans towards it. They've literally set the American people up with security crisis after security crisis to say passwords don't work. Who wants a password anyway? They're too convoluted and confusing, and this chip will stop all shenanigans, they claim. It's an RFID chip, so it doesn't have a lot of data on it, but it can certainly identify who you are, they claim. Now, just so you know, you can brand one of those RFID chips and you can clone one and you can become somebody else. But we won't talk about any of that kind of stuff. And they'll tell you Sam doesn't know what he's talking about, but I make my living in tech and I'm telling you I know more than they'll admit. And I'll be proven right over time. Just write it down and remember who told you. But the bottom line is this is real. This technology company is from Wisconsin. And they say they have over 50 employees who plan to get the devices implanted, according to this KSTV. The tiny chip, which uses RFID technology for radio frequency identification, will be used. It can be scanned within seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. It can be implanted within seconds, scanned within microseconds. They say it's the next thing that's going to inevitably happen. We want to be at the forefront of it, says their market director, a guy by the name of Todd Westby. Now, they envision the rice-size microchip allowing employees to do several things. One, pay for food items, access the building, and their own computer logins all by the swipe of the hand. They say you'll be able to unlock phones, share business cards. They say eventually this will become your passport, and who knows what it'll all be used for. Now, literally, then they talk about, I guess, companies in the UK already have this chip technology and many, many, many employees. And so what they do is they wait till this technology becomes so ingrained, pardon the grain-sized chip, so ingrained into our lives and so ubiquitous from experience of similar use by people that it won't really go backwards. In other words, that it's already taken hold. The question is it too late? Would you get the chip? We're going to talk about it with Kurt Cosby and Jim Clymer. Kurt, you're up first. What do you say, sir?
By the way, Sam, the final sentence in the KSTP.com story about it says, no one who works at Three Square Market is required to get the chip implant.
Yeah, it's a voluntary, kind of like the IRS. Voluntary, you know?
They say there's no GPS tracking at all.
Now, they're well, not yet. By the way, they're partnering with Swedish company Biofax International. Believe it or not, already has many chipped employees. You got to dig way down in the piece to get this. Now, think about it. So they're telling you, look, 50 people are getting in America. This is already done overseas already by the dozens. This is happening. There's no way to back out of it. There's no way to stop this. It's going to become your passport. It's happening. And don't worry, they can't track you. They can't. And pretty soon they'll have a tracking version. And all I'm telling you is the ball is a rolling. Is the snowball effect here? Can we stop it? Jim Clymer.
Well,
it's voluntary, my friend.
I hate it. It's coming. And the first question is pretty easy for me to answer. No, I would not get it under any circumstances. I distrust it. I distrust anything like that gives information. And yet, in all honesty, it's difficult to know where to draw the line, because in accepting a Social Security number and allowing all kinds of agencies and other people to use that for identification purposes and so on, at what point do we cross the line where we're exceeding to allowing this kind of information to be in the hands of others? But
we'll have Jim Clymer continue in just seconds, ladies and gentlemen. He's on a roll. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it legally, morally. The list goes on and on. Jim Clymer will not take it. We'll find out if Crit will take it, and Sam will take it in seconds. Will you take it is the question. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com, riding shotgun on the broadcast today. We're talking about microchipping employees. It used to be sci-fi stuff. People used to mock us for talking about it back in the day, 20-plus years ago, but we told you it was real, that it was coming. Oh, boy, howdy, are we proven right once again? Just saying. And we talked about this, and everybody just said, oh, that's not really going to come. No one will accept it. Oh, yeah, they're accepting it in droves. Three Square Markets is the company doing it in the United States. They say they have 50 employees already signed up. Yeah, microchips and employees, writes USA Today. They're partnering with a Swedish company. I think it's called Biofax. And this Biofax company already has many chipped employees. They don't say how many, but many isn't a few. But 50 in the United States with this single company alone. They've trained you to put your thumbprint everywhere. They've trained you that, man, your passwords are evil and not working, and you got to have something better. And this biochip is the plan. They're going to put it between your thumb and your forefinger. Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com, says he's not going to get it. Jim?
Yeah, well, I mean, you sense that there's a different mentality among younger people, the millennials or whatever you want to call them.
Yes, sir.
They're much more... I don't know if they've been indoctrinated or what, but I find that they're very much more receptive to this kind of what I consider to be dangerous technology. And I consider it dangerous because whenever you have this kind of information that's available, especially to the government, it gives power. You've heard this saying that information or knowledge is power, and certainly we're there already in many respects. I had a client here just a few days ago told me that he was applying for a mortgage, and he said he didn't even have to give them the information. They were able to glean all the information from other sources as far as his finances, you know, where he lived and all the his whole history and everything. It's all right there. And
yeah, it's kind of like just import dossier, right?
Yeah, right. And this just makes that much easier. You know, I know can't tell you how many people that are all geared up for the cashless, for the checkless society, cashless and checkless society, our monetary system, I should say, where all financial transactions are done electronically. And this is one more step. This RFID chip is one more step in that process. And it's pretty clear to me that we're heading in that direction. Now, is there any way to stop it? You know, I think it's probably going to be, I don't know, a generation or so, because there's going to be a lot of holdouts, and you're going to have to let the old fogies like me die off, where they insist on keeping cash available as a means of transactions, financial transactions, and doing some things the old-fashioned way. But at some point in time, you know, whether this is the mark of the beast or not, I'm not here to say. But it certainly is symbolic of the mark of the beast, where you can't, where I see it coming in the not too distant future, where you literally will not be able to buy or sell or engage in commerce without something like this being in place.
Jim Clymer, you're a well-known constitutional attorney. What about the legal ramifications of this? One is, you know, you can voluntarily put this right now, and they're saying it's voluntary, but they also tell us even today that the IRS is voluntary now. And I don't know how you define voluntary, but the IRS kind ain't the kind of volunteering I'm interested in. Nevertheless, at some point there may be, well, you can volunteer to eat or not, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. And just like they tell us that the driver's license is a privilege, how many times has that been hammered into you over the years that being able to drive is a privilege, it's not a right. And therefore, and I understand a number of states are requiring these RFID chips in your license card to, so, you know, if you know it's voluntary because it's voluntary because you're asking the government for the privilege of being able to drive a car on the public roads. And so therefore you're voluntarily engaging in this system where they put that information, the RFID chips in your license card and so on, and making that information available literally it can include virtually all the information about your life in that chip and have it available to any law enforcement officer or any other government official who has access to that. So that's the kind of voluntary participation it is, just like, as you mentioned, the IRS. It's somebody puts a gun to your head, you know, you're going to pay up, or
you're going to volunteer. Yeah,
you're going to volunteer. That's right.
Now, I kind of wonder how the vaccine issue relates to this, because at some point, if they can force you to take a vaccine, they may be able to, you know, under the greater good idea that government knows best for you, and that, you know, you really can't hold out because you're threatening or jeopardizing others. And they're going to use the same logic to kind of come back and go, look, there's fraud everywhere with digital stuff. This is the only way to prevent it. You got to jump aboard, or you're a hazard to society. You know, you can't be this loose cannon running around doing things. And they'll kind of back into the discussion kind of the same way. You don't have a right to your body. Except when you want to murder babies now. Then you have an ultimate right to your body, right, Kurt?
Right.
Yeah, by the way, Sam and our good guest, you know, you just so you know, each of these chips costs $300, but the company is footing the bill, so not to worry. I mean, you know, it's free to you, you know.
Kurt, I bet we could raise money online for you to get one. Put Kurt Crosby up as the ultimate guinea pig.
Great.
You know, Project Guinea Pig when you fund Crosby's
but
chip.
But why put this in your hand in between your finger and your thumb? You know, why not just put it in your forehead? I mean, you know, it just seems like a place would be a lot
You really
better,
want to know why?
You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Because it's easier to move your hand over to near the scanner than put your head up there, you know? So you can just reach over the counter and doop. But, you know, putting your head up there is a little different.
Well, it seems like there's some scripture that talks about you'll have a mark somewhere.
Doesn't it say in your hand or your forehead?
Well, it says the hand. It says both, the forehead and the hand.
So what will happen is they'll put the RFID chip in your hand, and they'll say, well, that's not secure. It can be hacked, just like I warned you. Then what they'll say is you need this kind of extra chip in your head, and then what they'll do is they'll have a double opt-in scanning, and, well, you can fake one, but you can't fake both because there's a symbiotic relationship between the two. There's an encryption key between the two, and therefore this stops all possible hacking. They'll go down that lie road, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you from a technical point of view, that's what they're going to do. Write it down. Remember who told you.
Yep.
Dino. So
what
Sounds do
you say,
like
Kurt? A lot of fun.
Do you want to become the Project Guinea Pig on the radio there, and you can go ahead and get
I'm
one.
I'm
going to
hold
chips.
Off.
Kurt, we can raise money for you. You won't even have to pay a penny. It'll be like your solar panel tests, just different.
It's a wonderful thing. By the way, on the solar panel update, it
Jim,
is all
before we get to
together,
the solar panel, do you support Kurt Crosby being Project Guinea Pig on this thing?
Do I support having him be the Project Guinea Pig?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll volunteer him.
Kurt, I mean, this is voluntary, so we're going to volunteer
that's
you.
That's right. It's such a wonderful thing to be part of this.
Not only that, we'll make sure that you can use this for your voter registration, too, buddy. It'll be like a vote card.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll have secure votes in America.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, because there wouldn't, I mean, we've got it now. This would just be enhancing the integrity of the vote.
It'll be ensuring
sure.
the security of the system.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody can hack a computer. You know, when I hear the word hack in this, I'm thinking, you got that thing in your hand, do they hack your hand off to take it? Or hack your, you
no,
know,
Kurt, it's just a
hole
little
in you to take it out?
Insertion.
You know, but
this is
anyway,
but the same day surgery, you go home, you'll be good, right as rain tomorrow if you do this thing.
I'm all hacked off about it, you know what I mean?
You'll be right as rain, Kurt. I don't know what your opposition is. I don't know why you're a conspiracy theorist. What's
That's
your deal?
Right. Just don't go along to it.
Kurt Crosby doesn't even believe in security, folks. I mean, he doesn't, you know what
That's
I mean?
Right. I'm all insecure now, for sure.
Well, he's here. Let me tell you his problem. He's just a contrarian for contrarian's sake.
Like putting all your information on the internet for your bank account? Now
that's an awesome
is secure.
Idea, Kurt.
I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know why you'd be against
Maybe
that.
Maybe we should have the Federal Reserve manage it. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's good.
Now you're talking. Well, look at the back end of this, buddy. Let me just tell you right now, it could be your health care card, Kurt. See how much better this gets just in seconds?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you just can't even imagine the opportunities this will provide. Just for you. Imagine, let me just give you the cool use for this thing. Imagine you go to a hotel. Details in seconds, okay?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is inviting Americans who want less government to move to Texas. In an interview with Glenn Beck, Abbott pointed out that the state legislature meets every other year. There's less government involvement in people's lives. He contrasted that with California's full-time legislature that is considering single-payer health care legislation. Quoting him, "If you're coming here to be dependent upon government, you're coming to the wrong place." Texas has always had strong ideas about things. For example, it's not unusual to see those big signs that tell you about accidents coming up over Texas freeways to announce when the latest gun show is going to be. The president's legal team, looking for a way to, quote, limit and undercut the special counsel's investigation, Former Attorney General Eric Holder came out swinging, tweeting, quote, Trump cannot define or constrain the Mueller investigation. If he tries to do this, it creates issues of constitutional and criminal dimensions. Mueller has staffed his team with some Democrats with questionable impartiality. LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We talked about this 25 years ago. People said we were crazy, but now USA Today busts out a story and makes it all as we told you. Three Square Market, a company in Wisconsin, plans to microchip 50-plus employees voluntarily, they say. Yeah, microchips and employees, writes USA Today. The company, Three Square Market, partnering with Swedish company BioFax International that already has many chipped employees around the world. Anyway, the bottom line with this piece, folks, is would you get the chip? So I said, imagine the opportunities with this. It could be your vote card. And just imagine you walk into a hotel. First off, the door's locked for security, of course. But you've got your chip. So you wave your hand. Doot. The door opens just for you. It says, hi, Kurt Crosby. This is your digital assistant. Just so you know, breakfast is from 6 to 9 tomorrow morning down here in the lobby. And there's a little map there that you can glance over and see on the screen, kind of like a good little digital deal. You know, pointing the way just for you. The swimming pool is open, this and this and this. Don't worry about your key or your internet or anything else, Kurt. When you get into your room, it'll be all ready just for you. Your room is on floor 5 and go to room 29. Kurt gets there, holds up his hand. Doot. He's in. Cool. They say, you want to turn on the internet, the TV? Doot. It's enabled. Oh my gosh. It's fantastic. They've already got Kurt Crosby's Netflix account ready to roll on TV because his single login identifier made that all happen. So he can watch Netflix. Spotify's already on the radio. I mean, everything is just set up for Kurt Crosby exactly like Kurt wants. I mean, it's phenomenal. Doesn't get better than that, does it, Kurt? Are you in yet?
I'm still out, Sam.
See, Kurt Crosby
Sorry.
Just doesn't believe in progress.
Well, good point.
Man, I don't know what we're going to do with Kurt. Better let him die off, as Jim Clymer says, because otherwise we're not going to make progress with this guy. In fact, this might be able to determine who goes to jail. You know, Kurt Crosby's been talking on the radio pretty forcefully about, well, he's anti-government. He's a racist. He's a homophobe. He's one of those extreme radical right-wing Christians. He doesn't believe in fairness.
You get a chip in jail, too?
Well, once you're in jail, they'll give you the chip. Otherwise, you don't have a commissary card, my friend.
Good
and
point.
Not only that, you want to eat at the dining hall, don't you? Now, you've been abusing jail employees for so long. We're going to take employees out of the mix. When you want to go out into the yard for your hour per day, all you got to do is bleep your little hand chip, buddy, and you're out in the yard. You don't need a person to watch that. They'll watch you remotely on digital cameras to make sure you don't do damage to yourself or something like that. You can commit suicide when you're free. That's all right, but when you're in jail, we're not going to let you do that. So they'll monitor and make sure that you live forever in your state of bliss. What do you think, Jim? Sounds phenomenal, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. If you're if you want a totalitarian government, one that can control everybody, everywhere, wherever they may be, it's no question, it's an excellent tool.
Now, they got these little scanners on your card so that when you go by the toll roads, it just blips and charges you. All you got to do now is when you jump into your car, touch the little sensor in the car and blip, your little ID, your little digital chip in your hand sets that thing to Kirk Crosby. I jump in, it sets it to Sam Bushman. It knows who to charge. It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey? I just, you know, endless possibilities with that. I remember a scene from, I think it was Brave New World, where the guy was getting up in the morning. Okay, it's time to do your exercises, and you're supposed to go through a routine. And he was a little tired that morning, so he was sloughing off. He wasn't doing his push-ups quite
Uh-oh.
Right or something. And
uh-oh.
And the voice comes over the monitor and say, hey, you know, shape up there. You're not doing this right.
And by the way, your meal card doesn't work until your exercise routine is checked off. I'm just saying.
Right.
And you go to work, you can't get into work because you didn't exercise today. You better go home and exercise and come on back when you're ready to go ahead and comply with the system.
But, you know, it's all for the greater good.
Now, Jim, I know you're trying to go back for seconds for the meal, but, my friend, you've been a little, you know, pudgy lately. And so you don't really need to go back for seconds. Your chip doesn't work on the second go-round for you, my friend. I mean, see what they're doing. This is crazy. And I know that they're going to pitch all the positive sides of this.
It's good. It's for my own good.
I know. We're just trying to help. Yeah. We love you, Jim.
Yeah, sure. So does the government.
Now, you try to vote third party, Constitution Party, off the jail, you go.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to come back and try again and choose A or B, we'll allow that. C, you're off the reservation. You're crazy. In fact, we can't let racists and extremists run around like people like Sam and Jim and Kurt. And the problem with this, folks, isn't that there's not cool technology. Look, technology is neither good nor evil. Technology just exists. It could be phenomenal. The question is, who has control? Whose hands is it in? What will it be used for, by whom, in control of whom? Isn't that the real questions, Jim?
Oh, absolutely it is. But you have to question also who is behind, who's pushing it, who wants to see this be a ubiquitous type of thing. I mean, just like in my own conservative so-called city here, you can't be on any street corner hardly in the city without being photographed, because they have the eye in the sky. They have these mounted cameras all over the place. So your every movement can be traced.
Well, and just to make it more secure, all they got to do is match the photograph. They'll scan your little ID in your hand, and then they'll say, that is you. And then they'll look at the photograph and say, that is really you.
Yep, that's right.
Nothing but safety for you, my friend.
Yeah, but you're exactly right. There's nothing evil about the technology itself. It's who has control of it and how it's used. But when it's in the hands of unprincipled people, or people who are lusting for power or for total control, as I think too many in our government are doing, or they're there now, it has a potential for all kinds of mischief and evil.
Where do you think we go from here on this, Kurt? Do you think there's a way to stop this? That's kind of the real question. Is there a way to keep it voluntary and or stop it entirely?
You know, it seems to me like every time there's some of these, you know, crazy uses for things that we would use differently, it seems like the best thing to do is to create, good things as an, you know, an opposition, I guess you'd call it, or some way of living outside of this. For example, you know, when the education industry just seems to eat you up, if you will, with the wrong kind of information, then you've got the homeschoolers and the private schoolers that basically, you know, go the other direction. When it comes to, for example, the money situation and the fiat currencies and that kind of things, you see the opposite side of people that embrace silver and gold and, you know, things like that. Our buddies at, you know, UPMA, etc. Anyway, there are, I think, you know, I hope for solutions like that, you know, like the Constitution Party, for example, instead of having to be stuck with either the Republicans or the R's and the D's, you can find a home with folks that promote the Constitution. So, you know, that's what I hope for.
What do you say, Tim?
Well, that's the optimistic view. I mean, as far as how to stop it or if it can be stopped, I guess in human terms, no. I don't see how it can be stopped. It's a trend. And so many of these things are incremental. So we may be able to stop it. We may be able to keep it voluntary for a period of time. But you know how things progress or how things regress, as the case might be. And it's whether you look at every government program, almost without exception, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, SSI, all these programs.
Can you find an exception, by the way?
I don't know of any. I don't know of any, but the income.
The reason I say this is because they talked about a national ID card, and we beat that back, supposedly, but we already have an SSN. Isn't that a national ID card?
It's used. I mean, you remember. I remember back in the 70s where Barry Goldwater and some other senator had introduced a bill saying to try to enforce that. Supposedly it was passed and signed into law where it was to enforce that the Social Security number would not be used or the card not be used for identification purposes.
By the way, it used to say that right on the card.
They used to, that's right. But it seemed like ever since that law was passed, it's become increasingly used as identification card.
Hate it when that happens, ladies and gentlemen. All right, anyway, strange stuff. Kirk Crosby, right after the pause, are you going to take the chip? I think you said no, but I just want to double down and see. I'm the only one that hasn't weighed in on this sucker. I'm younger than y'all. Y'all are pretty old. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not quite a millennial, though. I just missed the baby boomer generation, I guess, right? What do they call me, a Generation Xer? What am I? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
You remember the old days the dentists used to have commercials, 3 out of 5 dentists surveyed, you know, say that whatever gum or whatever. All right, well, I'm not taking this chip either, ladies and gentlemen. I simply will not do it. I'm telling you, I don't trust the people in control of the technology at all, and I know that it'll just be a method of control. I will not do it. So 3 out of 3 Americans surveyed on Liberty Roundtable Live will not take the chip, Jim Clymer.
You need a broader sample for it to be meaningful.
All right. See, that's what they want to say, unless they want to promote an agenda. Then that sampling is just fine. That's kind of how they do. In fact, speaking of polls, there's a new poll out by USA Today says this. Voters divided on Trump impeachment. Philip Stuckey writes the piece. Now, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. They say voters are evenly divided on whether or not to impeach Donald Trump. And kind of an interesting story. And I think what they've done is they've introduced articles of impeachment. They've talked about impeachment. There's not really been enough rallying support for it. But now they've managed to manipulate a poll to where half the people are for it, half the people are against it, some people don't care, etc. But I submit to you that it's the next step. What they do is they put their finger in the wind, and if they can garner enough support for something, then they'll just kind of rally the troops and the mainstream press will participate and tell the lies about Donald and the abuses so much to where eventually they'll be like, it used to be half and half supported impeachment for Trump. Now, you know, 60% support impeachment, and pretty soon it'll be 2/3, and the rallying cry for impeachment is underway. The question for you, Jim Clymer, is will the Donald weather this, you think, or will he go out on his ear?
Well, looking at his history and his accomplishments and everything, I'm going to predict that he weathers it.
And I'm going to predict if he takes on the establishment and starts moving forward with a Republican agenda that makes sense, in other words, if there's enough in the Congress and in the Senate that back him, and if we get more people in 2018 to really make the effort legitimate, if you will, or doable, then he'll have problems. He'll have health problems. They're already setting the stage up for that, saying it's too much junk food. He's probably going to have health problems, or they'll assassinate him, or they'll somehow impeach him. In other words, if the agenda starts moving forward, then he'll be stopped. Otherwise, they'll simply let him go. That's my take. What do you say, Kurt?
You know, man, it's just like tossing something up in the wind and seeing which way it flies.
Yeah, amen.
You know, the one thing I can tell you, at least that I've seen from the president, is that he doesn't really follow, you know, exactly what people think. You know, I saw this one story where he just, well, like Obama never showed up when the Scouts were having their big events, and he just showed up when the Boy Scouts were having their deal. And man, you know, some 40,000 of them just loved that event, and he had a great time, and he even had a couple of Scouts along with him. Apparently, you know, a couple of, what was it, Rick Perry showed up at the same time, and he's a former Eagle Scout, and then Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke, both Eagles, former Boy Scout as well. You know, so there was, I just look at this whole thing and say, who knows for sure what'll happen. I know the media and the insider boys, the Kingmen, are out to get him, it seems like, on the one hand, and then so many times it seems like they're all part of one big club. So it's hard to know.
President gives rousing speech to Boy Scout Jamboree is the headline. Right?
Yep, 40,000 Boy Scouts and their leaders were attending this National Scout Jamboree in West Virginia. He praised the Scouts for their patriotism, their dedication to community service, their principles of honesty and being prepared. President Barack Obama refused to attend the Scout Jamborees because he supposedly didn't like their stance at the time on openly homosexuals being Scouts.
But don't worry, they moved to the left, and Donald's, there.
Well, anyway, yeah.
Anyway, all I can tell you is it's sad the Boy Scouts have moved somewhat to the left. It is positive that they're still an organization that does a lot of good, and at least Donald Trump's willing to speak with them. And hopefully he can influence them for good. All right, I guess I mentioned to you that if Donald Trump gets too close to his agenda, they'll do something to shut down the efforts. Proof in the pudding, headline from Drudge. Former CIA director speaks out, Kurt.
Yeah, he says these Drudge headlines, you got a former CIA director calling for a coup if that Mueller guy gets fired. Now I'm thinking, doesn't that sound kind of treasonous?
Calling for a coup? And then they tell you that we're radical and anti-government.
Yeah.
By the way, I reject the coup, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the way we go about business. We support the peaceful transfer of power via the electoral process, via the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers. And we support that process. That's what denotes us as a republic, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought you were going to say electronic means there for a little bit.
No, sir, not doing it. We ought to go back to paper ballots, but I support the checks and balances. We have a republic, not a democracy. And look, calling for a coup is absolutely, in my opinion, unacceptable. But again, the mainstream press just loves this, right? This is what I'm talking about. They will not let the Donald win. Next headline, Jeff Sessions is getting beat up by the Donald big time, Kurt.
Well, yeah, they say he's in the doghouse. They say the Republicans are on the brink of civil war. And then I saw one little headline that just kind of disappeared, but it said Cruz for AG. So what I guess in that scenario, you'd have Sessions just bowing out or retiring and then Cruz stepping in, and you'd have to replace another senator from Texas, and hopefully we'd get Judge Roy Moore that is a replacement for Sessions.
Amen to that.
But it's just kind of some interesting stuff going on.
Yeah, but Trump and others are asking the DOJ to investigate Hillary Clinton as well. And President Trump took another shot at Sessions, directly questioning why the Attorney General has not looked into Clinton email scandals. So why aren't the committees and the investigators and, of course, our AG looking into the Russian relations with Hillary as well? What do you think of that, Kurt? Even Chuck Schumer now attacking Hillary, saying it's your fault you didn't get elected.
It's a good
blame
question,
yourself
but
for losing.
I thought Trump was the one who said we're not going to investigate her. Didn't he say that?
Yes, sir. Well, he said lock her up before he said we're not going to investigate her. If you want to really get the historical context on the table there.
After the election, he did an about-face and said that he wasn't going to pursue it.
But now he's going to rail on Jeff for not getting her done.
Right.
That does seem
I've told you the Donald's a little bit of a wolf in sheep's clothing, ladies and gentlemen. You think he's a good patriot guy, and I know a lot of things he says are great. But you know what? I don't see the talk. I see a lot of talk. I don't see the walk. And he mocks Republicans for talking, but not doing the walk or no action. But you know what? I see a few token things from Donald so that enough Americans are deceived and believe he's legitimate. But, for example, he attacks the mainstream press relentlessly, but why doesn't he go to the new media taking center stage for the answers then, Kurt? He could come to Sam Bushman, well-known constitutionalist. I'll take any of these people on anytime, anywhere, on any subject.
Good point. And you remember the old phrase our buddy Jerry Hughes taught us, nothing in Washington is official until it's been denied. So you've got the New York Magazine reporting Cruz not interested in being Trump's next attorney general. So anyway, I guess you can read that however you want, but we'll see. Pretty interesting stuff, huh?
Well, I agree with Trump that we need to look into a lot of these things. I agree with Schumer that it's Clinton's fault that she lost. But even the Republicans are on brink of civil war, Kurt.
Well, that's what they say, but as we've talked about so many times, what's a Republican? I think the Constitution Party would welcome a number of Republicans, but they'd have to be the ones like, Rand Paul.
They'd have to be the ones that want to obey the platform and obey the supreme law of the land.
Yeah, almost.
By the way, what do you think of Cruz for Attorney General, Jim Clymer? That's what they're saying. They're saying that if they kick out good old Jeff, then Cruz might be the pick. What do you think of that?
Frankly, I like Sessions. I think he should stay. And I don't approve of Donald trashing him the way he has. I think he's been doing a reasonably good job. I think there may be differences of opinion as to whether or not he should have recused himself. I personally don't have any problem with that. I believe in creating appearances that are above reproach, and to the extent that he felt that there was a possible appearance of impropriety there, he recused himself. I would support him in that. I think generally otherwise, he's doing a reasonably good job. I like Cruz, I think, but I'm not sure that that's the best place for him. I guess what I'm saying is I don't really want to see Sessions replaced.
What I think we need to do, though, is realize that, look, folks, we're not getting the job done. And if Republicans want a prayer to stay in control, they better get something significant done that we can all point to. And so far, they haven't got it done. Now, you could say, well, they got an incredible court pick in Gorsuch or whatever. But I don't see the pro-life agenda moving forward. I don't see a whole lot of difference on the courts, maybe a little bit, but it's still yet to see what he'll actually get done. And, they might say, well, we need another pick. We've got to wait till somebody else super old retires and get another pick before we can really make heyday. Well, that's the Republican mantra always. Well, we're almost there. All you got to do is put a little more money, a little more vote, a little more support behind us. But we've seen that over and over. And they've never had a greater majority in the House, the Senate, the White House, the states, the courts than they have now. And so at some point, you got to kind of question that whole narrative that they keep doubling down on, Jim.
Well, you do. And of course, that's the reason the Constitution Party exists, because we keep hearing this. But I guess I would say at the same time, in all fairness, there's a divide within the Republican Party. And I believe that there are some who want to do the right thing. It's just that they're not in the key leadership positions. I mean, Paul Ryan is a turncoat as far as I'm concerned. And then you have the senators who, Murkowski and Collins and a couple other ones who are just recalcitrant and not wanting to obey the Constitution. I mean, this whole thing, you probably talked about this before, but this whole thing of repealing Obamacare.
We're out of time. Repeal it now with no questions asked. 100% simple repeal and say government flat out doesn't have the authority. Get it done yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jim Clymer.
My pleasure. Thank you.
TheConstitutionParty.com, ladies and gentlemen. Be a member of the organization that doesn't compromise on constitutional patriotic principles, promoting God, family, and country, and protecting life, liberty, and property. Thank you, ConstitutionParty.com. Thank you, Jim Clymer. We declare this nation shall endure.